I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
So we've been challenged on Rumble here, Kim, and I don't know that I want to take the challenge. But there are people who think we should take a poll on whether or not we should go live on Facebook again or remain on Facebook because of what they did to us. How you feel about that?
People like to watch on there.
There are people that like that, prefer that format. I don't know. You know, we've actually on Rumble right now probably have on average more listeners at a time, certainly on X, generally speaking, that's where the largest percentage of people are who actually watch.
Which is surprising to me.
But also on Rumble, and the numbers so far have exceeded what we would normally get on Facebook.
But
so I don't know.
You're not leaving Rumble, and I think that's important to know. It'd be different if you were saying, well, now that Facebook, the ban is over, we're going to go back to Facebook exclusively. But that's just not it. Now it's just one more option for people to watch or listen to the show.
Okay. All right. And Carl, by the way, Mama Kay says if she never hears the Beastie Boys ever again, it'll be too soon.
Okay. Guess what she's going to hear in 6 minutes from now?
What's that?
The rest of that song.
Oh, my gosh. Just get ready. I'm just preparing you now. Let's get to Nicole Murray. Nicole, are you a Beastie Boys fan?
Not really.
Nah, kind of old school.
Yeah, not quite
very good,
my time.
Generally speaking.
Mark, they learned to play instruments and then actually played them in their later years.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's good. Yeah. So they did eventually become more like musicians. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
All right.
There's a lot of
sometime.
Other musicians out there. I'm just saying.
Yeah. This is a true fact. This is true. So what's going on out there, Nikki?
So futures are slightly lower. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 126, the NASDAQ up 259, and the S&P 500 up 55. Uncle Bill's Pancake House has been busy since the St. Louis staple announced it would close. So busy, in fact, that the kitchen ran out of food over the weekend, sending employees to nearby grocery stores for emergency ingredients. After 60 years in business, the restaurant will close at 3 p.m. this upcoming Tuesday. Panera Bread has reached the first settlement in a slew of wrongful death lawsuits that hit the company because of its since-discontinued charged lemonade beverages. No further details regarding the settlement have been made available. Other charged lemonade cases are still pending. A food poisoning lawyer said he has been retained by dozens of people who got sick after dining recently at the Longhorn Steakhouse in Fairview Heights. Three lawsuits have been reportedly filed so far in St. Clair County. Last Wednesday, the St. Clair County Health Department announced it was investigating an outbreak of shigellosis among customers who had eaten at the restaurant. Boeing said it withdrew its contract offer after talks with the machinist union broke down. More than 32,000 Boeing machinists walked off the job on September 13th after overwhelmingly voting down a new contract. The union added Boeing refused to propose wage increases and other improvements in the latest round of discussions. The Department of Justice has indicated that it is considering a possible breakup of Google as an antitrust remedy. The DOJ said the judge has yet to decide on the specifics of the remedies, and Google will likely appeal, drawing out the process potentially for years. And finally, select Spirit Halloween stores will be sticking around a bit longer this year. Some locations will be transformed into Spirit Christmas once the spooky season is over. The company is promising each Christmas location will offer a unique shopping experience with holiday decor, inflatables, and stocking stuffers. Meet and greets with Santa will also be available.
Wow.
I think that's smart.
Meet and greets with Santa? I don't know.
Well, but people get really into the holidays. Like, I was at Lowe's yesterday, and they had all the trees out and the inflatables. It's like they start months early because people get excited about it. I was going to say, in the holiday theme parties, those are big now. So people who are hosting or going to one of those might want to go there for that. I don't know.
But there's so many places. You can get Christmas decor and meet Santa in so many other places.
Yeah. Yeah, and not be scared at the same time. I guess they'll get rid of that stuff, right? Before, because I'm at Home Depot the other day, and the Christmas trees and the Christmas decorations with the blow up Santa Clauses and reindeer and all that is right next to the 6 foot scary skeleton that you can buy for $400 mm-hmm. to put in your front yard. And now I've always kind of wanted one of those, but I now have grandchildren that come to my house and they're terrified. My grandson is terrified of those things.
Some of the inflatable things, not even just inflatables, are scary. I brought Easton to Lowe's and I'm like, gosh, look away. That is, even for me, it's kind of creepy.
Mix Halloween and Christmas together. Now that's a unique shopping experience.
It's called The Nightmare Before Christmas.
The Nightmare,
it's a very popular movie.
Well, I know that. Yeah, that's
great. Do you guys think that movie is a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie?
It is both.
Wow.
What if you had to choose one?
Halloween, then.
This feels like it's going to branch out into the Die Hard question.
Yeah, because you're more likely to watch scary movies around Halloween.
Yeah, he kidnaps Santa Claus.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
Because he's jealous of Christmas.
Oh.
That's pretty scary. I'm getting in the holiday mood now. Yeah. All of it. Yeah. All of it. I'm ready.
No, thank you. Not ready yet. Still want a few more 80-degree days, which we'll get this weekend. Nicole, thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
You bet. We will talk to you on Friday. Hey, you know, we are keeping an eye on this this storm, by the way. We were trying to get Evan Brown on for you this morning, but believe it or not, he was the...
Fox News is prepared as the people in Florida.
A little inside radio. Like, to their credit, Fox has pulled their weather people out of Florida. Like, they're not down there hanging on to trees. They're taking this thing seriously. And I guess I should be proud of them for that, shouldn't I?
I think so. I understand wanting coverage, and all of us in the Midwest, for example, are interested to see the damage. I say interested, maybe that sounds bad. We know it could be really catastrophic with it now being regaining strength to be a Category 5. But yeah, I mean, I know a reporter who used to work here in St. Louis, and she works in Milwaukee now, and they sent her to Tampa to cover the storm.
To give extra help to
the affiliates there. And I'm sure she'll obviously do reports for other stations across the country, including hers in Milwaukee. But that's just, I don't know, that seems odd to me.
We did that during Katrina, as I remember, Channel 4, and maybe during one of the hurricanes in South Carolina.
And I know that the flights are going to be all messed up once it hits. I mean, everything could be down for a while. So maybe the logic there is, well, you have to get them in before. But wouldn't that be terrifying going into a place knowing that you're about to endure a Category 5 hurricane, assuming it doesn't downgrade between now and when it makes landfall?
But let's face it, as a journalist, it's one of those stories that you'll never forget, right? Like the Oklahoma City bombing. I got sent there as a reporter to cover that, and it's tragic. If you ever get to Oklahoma City, go to the museum, because it will take you right back to that awful day when nobody was sure what was going on. You know, it was the year after the Waco incident, and the guy sets off a fertilizer bomb in front of a federal building and kills a bunch of people, including children. There was a daycare in there. It was just horrible. And it's as a reporter, that those kinds of stories tend to be defining moments in your career, not from a improving your career perspective, but just as you look back on it, these were moments and times. The opportunity to be there, as you know, is enticing.
Yeah, I mean, I do understand that. Trust me, I covered the aftermath of Joplin, but of course I wasn't there riding out the storm.
No,
I do vividly remember when I worked in Des Moines.
Aftermath.
And they sent me with a very new photographer, nothing against him, but brand new photographer, not much experience. And they literally looked at where the cell was and said, drive there. And we're driving on the interstate. It's the middle of the day, and it's basically black outside, like greenish black, and the wind's whipping around, and we're driving directly for the storm. And I'm sitting there in the car praying, texting my family. Like, I mean, it didn't end up being a super intense tornado, but you don't know that.
No.
You know, going into it. And the fact that they were sending me directly, more or less, into the path of the storm as like a 22, 23-year-old, I'm thinking, this is absolutely ridiculous.
It's insane.
Wait until this is over, and then I'll go there and cover the aftermath. I don't need to be there when the tornado is funneling around the city.
And the pressure was on you not to say no.
Right.
Right? It's where they sent you.
No, you didn't say no.
No. You didn't say no if you wanted to keep your job, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.